Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I'm sorry.
Yes, my name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. How can I help you today?
Well, I was calling. I got an alert from my bank today. Alert from the bank today that someone tried to take some money out of my account. I have an alert on my phone, and that, I mean not on my phone, at the bank, because I've had my identity stolen before, and I had to go to the IRS and Social Security and all these different places, so I have an alert. I got an alert today saying that someone tried to take $60-something dollars out of my account. So I went to the bank, and they gave me your phone number and told me to call you guys. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay. I see the agent that transferred you over to me was stated that you wanting to file this as fraud. So let me get the account pulled up and see what's going on. Can I have the first and last name and the zip code, please?
Marilyn Bull, 76710. And actually, she said y'all took $9 and something out earlier this month and then today. But they let that go through, I guess, because they didn't know what it was. And I saw that on there, but I didn't know what it was either. I thought, oh, okay. And then today, they called me and said, y'all tried to take 60-something out.
What is the first and last name on the account, please? You said that was Marilyn.
On what account?
Yes, what's the full first and last name on the account?
Marilyn Bull, I guess. You asked me my name? Is that what you're asking me? Marilyn Bull, B-U-L. Because I don't have no account with him.
And then can I have the shipping address, please?
You are my address?
Yes, ma'am, the shipping address.
Okay, I don't know what no shipping address is, but my address is 1109 Rambler Drive, Waco, Texas, 76710. These people? Yeah. So I shouldn't give them my information again? I don't know.
Okay, so that's for this city and state that Texas?
What is the name of this company?
Yes, ma'am. Again, my name's Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. I'm in the middle of trying to pull up and verify the account. That way I can go ahead and assist.
What I'm asking you is what is the name of the company that you're the supervisor for?
Yes, ma'am. Again, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies. The account was transferred over to me. I'm just pulling up and verifying I have the proper information so I can assist you further and see who you have the services with.
This is the fraud department.
So this is not the company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's my daughter because she's helping me because I don't know what y'all done or what's going on.
Okay, ma'am. So we were in the middle of finished verifying the address. You said that the address was 1109 and then the street was Rambler Drive, and what the city and state was WACO, Texas, 76710. Is that correct, ma'am?
That's what I just saw.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. So now that I have the account pulled up and verified, allow me just a moment to see what you had with us today, ma'am. Okay, so I'm showing this account was in regards to the discount savings store. You signed up for the membership with the discount savings store and selected a Stealth Elite drone.
What is a savings store?
Discount savings store is the name of the company, ma'am. What you had signed up for, what had been signed up for, was a membership for the discount savings or where you receive a gift of the Stealth Elite drone for the $9.97 to ship it. Then you were going to be billed the actual membership fee 4 days after signing up, ma'am.
No.
Do you remember ever authorizing selecting the gift of the Stealth Elite drone, which is one of those drones that fly?
I don't remember none of that, no.
Okay, did you authorize the charge for the $9.97, ma'am?
No, that's okay. What I'm telling you.
And I just have to verify. It's part of the process. So I will be happy to go ahead and get this filed as fraud as you requested, ma'am. Now, I do want to let you know, I do need to verify, is there currently any dispute or block with your bank that would prevent me from filing a fraud claim for you today?
Say that again?
Is there any block or dispute with your bank at this time that would prevent me from filing a fraud claim today, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I put a block on my account. She said to the bank. This is a lady. Oh, you're a man, I'm sorry.
It's okay, ma'am. So you did file a dispute?
Yes, I did. I put a block on my account. The bank automatically did it. Because they're the ones who called me and let me know it was done.
Did you file a dispute, though, is my question, on the account for these charges?
Yes.
You have filed a dispute with your bank, ma'am?
I sure have, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
As soon as they call me, I went to the bank.
I'm sorry, what was that?
As soon as they call me, I went to the bank.
Okay. So since there's currently an active dispute with your bank, before I can proceed forward with filing the fraud claim, you would need to call back with your bank on the line. Once I'm able to verify what's going on with that dispute with your bank, then we can proceed forward on our end with filing a fraud claim for the charges. Now, I do see that the membership fee did decline. So since it's been canceled out, there will not be any more attempts to build that. But regarding the other charges on the account, we would need you to first call back with the bank on the line since you already have an active dispute with them. So
okay,
we can assist
I'll
you
do
first.
That. It'll have to be next week.
That's fine. As soon as you're able, I understand. They're closed for the weekend, most banks. I completely understand that.
Yeah, they close. They're getting ready to close now, and I'm way on the other side of town. But okay.
No, you're fine. That's completely understandable, ma'am. Let me give you the confirmation, though, number for the account being canceled.
Okay, I know. Let me get some of the right way.
Take your time.
I don't know. How many we need?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord, I don't know about that. Let me find. I'm trying to find an ink pen.
Take your time.
Okay. I'm ready. And this is what number?
This was the cancellation number for the account initially being canceled. See, like in Chuck, 263.
Okay, you went too fast. So start
my apologies.
Okay, start over.
C-2-6-3-3-3-5-9-5-6.
The first was C as in Charlie?
Correct.
Okay. C-2-6-3-3-3-5-9-5-6.
Yes, and the account's closed out, so there won't be more attempts to try to bill the membership fee. The membership fee did decline. The rest of the charges for us to proceed forward with a fraud claim and assist with the refund, you would need to call back with your bank on the line first so we can verify the dispute. I've placed notes on the account. That way, when you call back, the agent can get you transferred over to the supervisor. If I'm not available, another supervisor will assist at that time of your call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm hanging this up.